artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Good afternoon and welcome to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Sachin and I'm back after a week off for International Women's Day last week. And the show before was a fun drive. And I'd just like to start the show by giving a massive thank you to everyone that donated, not just to the station, but to this show in particular. We raised $225 from Albion on its own, which is an incredible achievement since I've only been on the air for 4 or 5 months. And I'd just like to say a massive thank you to Gav Algay, who from TV Ugly and Dumb, who donated, and then my friends Alex Davis, Ed Atkin, and my mum and dad, obviously, and my auntie Helen and my cousin Ollie, who both donated to the show. Very, very appreciative of your support from back home. And my girlfriend Holly in Montreal also donated. So thank you very much, guys. And The current fund drive's total now stands at just shy of $36,000, which is incredible. And thank you so much. The station is incredibly appreciative, and it will go a long way into helping CTR grow and continue to put out such high quality content and more high quality content as the year goes on, and give people like me many more opportunities to learn skills and have a great time while they're doing it. So thank you very much, guys. And you can still donate online now. So if you go to citr.ca, you can still donate up until the 25th of March. So yeah, thanks again, guys. That song I opened with was by a band called Yak, who are Albion favourites. I've played a lot of them on the show, and that song is called Harbour the Feeling, which is the first single that they've taken from their forthcoming debut album, Alas Salvation, which is due out on May the 13th. And that single was released with the album announcement. So I'm very excited for that. And the next song I'm going to play for you is a wonderful band. You may have heard of The Horrors and Farris Badwan being their lead singer, and you may not have heard of Rachel Zephra, who is a Canadian soprano, and the two of them make music together as side projects to both their own individual output under the pseudonym Cat's Eyes. And it's a lovely mix of Canadian and British cultures, which is particularly special for Albion. And the song I'm going to play for you is called Chameleon Queen, which details Farris wandering around Canada and stumbling upon Rachel's old apartment. And yeah, I want to dedicate this song to everyone that supported the show and supported CITR last week. A bit cheesy, but I thought I would do it. So thank you very much, guys. And yeah, let's hope we enjoy the next hour.
Thank you.
Listening to Albion on CITR 101.9, and I'm Sachin. That was Foals with the track Rain on the show. That's a new release from Foals, taken from their up-and-coming split release for Record Store Day 2016, which is going to be on the 19th of April. It's a split 7-inch, with a cover of Daffodils, the track originally by Tame Impala, and, well, not Tame Impala, it's a cover... let me start again. Daffodils is a track written by Mark Ronson with Kevin Parker from Tame Impala on vocals. And they've covered it for that split 7-inch. Very much looking forward to Record Store Day as a whole. Before that, we heard Cat's Eyes with Chameleon Queen. A really weird kind of baroque psych project that they've put together there. But it's kind of infectious, and I really recommend going to go check out their other track called Drag, which came out a couple of days ago. I was going to play you that today, but the video, which is all they have online, features a very violent couple relationship, and you get screams and stuff in between the song. So maybe don't watch the video, but the track itself is incredible. And up next for you, I'm going to be playing a song from a Vancouver band who I've played quite a bit on the show, Messrs Dumb, from their recent album Beach Church, their debut record, and this track is called Radio. We'll be right back.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here,
God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Thunderstorms, see the lightning flashing, thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, also streaming live on CITR.ca. What we had after Dumb with Radio was a track by a band from Croydon, which is in East London, called Bellevue Days. And that track was called Pepper Tea, which was released 3 days ago, dropped on their SoundCloud. And that band have been around for a little while. Well, not a little while. They came out, their first EP came out January 2015. But I've only just discovered them personally. And I've been making up for lost time this week playing that band over and over and over again. I'm surprised I've not got sick of it, actually. I must have listened to their EP over 20 times. It's incredible. It's that kind of infectious level of alt-rock. And, yeah, they are incredible. I can't say anything more about them. They just, you need to have them in your life. And I cannot wait for a debut record that should be due in the autumn, if not before. And please go listen to their track, Ripped Jeans, as well. It's Wolf Alice endorsed, so therefore it must be good. But yeah, they're a brilliant band, and if I wanted to, I could talk about them all for the entire hour, which would probably get quite boring for you guys, so I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do instead is play a track by a Vancouver success story by the name of White Lung, now on their third album, Paradise, which is due out on, let me just check, on the 6th of May. That album is going to come out, and I'm going to play from you the lead single from it. It's called Hungry. And yeah, it's some very angry punk rock for you guys.
You are never safe from your
A wonderful bit of shoegazy rock there on Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Trash, a band from Chesterfield in the UK with the track Workout, which came out 10 days ago. It's just kind of sugar-coated shoegaze, isn't it? It's wonderful to listen to. And please do go check out their 2015 EP, Urban Glow. And also they did a stunning cover of Boys That Sing, a track by Viola Beach, who obviously, are you sure you've heard, the whole band from Britain, Liverpool, died in a car crash in Sweden a couple of weeks back, and they did a wonderful cover of that song, and it's the perfect way to remember that band. Moving on to happier news, I'm going to play you a track by a band called Winona Forever, who I have talked a lot about on this show. I'm a massive fan. I love them. I'm a bit of a sucker for math rock, but these guys do it really, really well. And this is a new song from them, which came out within the last 2 weeks. And it's called Number One Summer Hit to Grind To. And I hate that name, but the track is pretty exceptional. Enjoy and stick with Albion. And I'll see you after the next two tracks.
I'm not afraid to die.
You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, also streaming live on CITR.ca, and we're broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, as always, on the unceded Musqueam territory, Vancouver. And it's lovely to have you with me. I'm Sachin, and what you just heard after Winona Forever was TV Ugly with the track QC, which came from their September 2015 EP UCLA Yankee Cola. And I'd just like to point out that it is complete coincidence that I played Dumb and TV Ugly on this track, and Gav Algay donated to this show. I'm not just plugging both of his bands. I cannot be bought. I am my own man. I just wanted to play that band because I recently got back into them after seeing them support Protomartyr and Chastity Belt actually last Tuesday night at Fortune, which was an incredible gig. Both those bands, both American, Protomartyr and Chastity Belt, so they have got no place on Albion, sadly. But they are incredible, and it was a great gig, two very contrasting styles. And it was the last show that Chastity Belt was supporting Protomartyr, and so there was a really it looked like they genuinely got on when Chastity Belt stage invade Protomartyr's encore. And yeah, which you wouldn't expect, they're two very opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of the music they create, but it was lovely to see, and it was a great show. And yeah, moving swiftly on, I've got a band who are also playing Fortune very soon, one of my favourite bands. They're from London, they're a four-piece, they're called Yuck. I've played them on the show before, and they're currently touring the West Coast in support of their third album, Stranger Things. And I'm going to play for you the lead single from that album, which is called Hearts in Motion. And I implore you to go see them on the 29th of March. They're playing at the Fortune Sound Club, like I mentioned. And I won't be on air on the 29th of March, sadly, as I'm going to be in Montreal. But I land back in Vancouver at 7, 8 o'clock that evening, and I'm still going to do everything I can to get to that show to see Yuck. And that's how much I love that band. And I hope you enjoy them too. So this is Hearts in Motion by Yuck, take it from their third album, Stranger Things.
the unexpected as phenomenal musicians perform magic over three nights at the third annual Improvised Music Meeting. This year, Vancouver's finest improvisers meet Toronto-based trumpeter-composer Lena Alemano and Seattle-based vocalist-composer Robin Holcomb.
Don't tell me a story.
Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting, March 24th at China Cloud, March 25th and 26th at Western Front. For more information and tickets, check out vim.brownpapertickets.com.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
Thank you.
How incredibly funky is that? That's The Invisible with Save You. They're a London-based three-piece, which originally started out as Dave Okunumu's solo project way back in 2006. And that is the first single from their upcoming third album, which is yet to be announced, but they've had two for it previously, and so I'm pretty safe in assuming it's going to be coming on their third record. And everything that they put out has got that same wonderful funkiness, electronic beat, and just built around a bass line to die for, which I'm a bit of a sucker for. I first discovered The Invisible on a record called Tapes, put together by Foles Edwin Congreve, which was just basically a mixtape, very self-indulgent from him, but it was a great way to discover new acts, and The Invisible's track London Girl was on there, which first introduced me to those guys, and I've been hooked ever since. And that is their new track Save You, which I implore you to go and check out and enjoy. And before that we had Yuck with Hearts in Motion. You're listening to Albion on CRTR 101.9, and I'm Sachin. And we're coming into the last 15 minutes of the show, and I'm going to keep you in London with it's a London-based folk player. He's a string picker. He's kind of not really found himself in any scene in London. He's out on his own, but he's writing these wonderful pop songs that are indebted to folk melodies. And he's by the name of Westerman. And the track I'm going to play for you is called Misanthrope, spelled incorrectly, spelled however the hell he wants to spell it. But that aside, which does annoy me, I've got a little bit of OCD, but that aside, it's a wonderful track. It's folk pop at its best. I know that you don't hear folk pop at its best very often, but it's a pop record that's steeped in folk, and it will get you hooked. I can guarantee that. I hope you enjoy it. And yeah, Westerman with Misanthrope on Albion on CITR 101.9 FM.
Get my fee back. Have you met my mistress? She's expensive.
Expensive.
She keeps me up too late, and I know she don't love me. I can tell that from her name. Still, I spent today pillow talking with Miss Anne. It's the diamond in her heel that puts my back out. Tell me, Lord, why it is. Well, this is how it is, not how it ought to be. Not how it ought. What's her expert discipline? It's building rocks and drifting, dismissing Homo sapiens. But how cool that I still try to convince her that we're worth it. She offered the reverse until I stayed pillow talking with Miss Anthrope. It's the diamond in her heel that puts my back out. Tell me, Lord, why it is. Oh, this is how it is, not how it ought to be. Oh, you've really done it this time. Count pennies in your loveless heart while an aboriginal bloodline lay dying with a broken heart. And history is kind of useless. Let's let the data slip away and be content. And be content, content to spend the day. How it all.
You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, and after West of Man with Saint-Tropez, we had British Columbia's folk champion. In contrast with West of Man, that was Iceberg Ferg with the track Ashes of Love, which is a cover of Johnny and Jack's original back from the 60s. And that is taken from his fourth studio album, In the Valley of the Purple Prince. Iceberg Ferg, who is featured in Discorder this month. Sneaky plug there, I wrote the article, so please do go pick up the copy of the magazine. He's a lovely, lovely guy, and the music is incredible. That album is wonderful. It's folk at its real best. He's from Victoria, now based in Vancouver, and he's used like a who's who of the Victorian music scene on that record, and it's a great listen from start to finish. So I implore you to get onto his Bandcamp and give it a listen. And also, I have the wonderful pleasure of welcoming Mr. Iceberg Ferg onto the show next week. He will be playing live for us in CITR, which is incredibly exciting. I'm really looking forward to it, really looking forward to having a chat with him again and listening to him play the songs live. He was on tour for over 3 months. Well, not over 3 months, 3 months ago, touring down the West Coast. And he's very good at his live show. He's going to be there with his with a drummer, Luke Postle, who's also from Victoria, plays in Freak Heat Waves of a number of other bands. So it'd be great to have those guys in the studio next week. I'm really looking forward to it. And it should be a treat for your listening pleasure as well to have them playing live for you. So please do tune in next week and enjoy. Right, I'm almost out of time on the show this week, and thank you for listening to it, and I'd like to say a final thank you to everyone that donated to Albion for Fun Drive. I will be sending out copies of the mixtape if you haven't got them already, if you haven't picked them up already, to those who donated. So thank you very much for doing that. It means the world to me to know that there's actually people out there listening to the show, and to also know that you're supporting me in that way. It's wonderful. Yeah, you don't know how happy it makes me, guys. So thank you. Thanks again. And I'm going to end the show with something quite self-indulgent. I've never done this on the show before. I'm going to play a second track from the same band, a band that I've played earlier, a band that I spoke about by the name of Bellevue Days. I mentioned that I was a little bit obsessed with them at the minute. So this is the main reason I'm playing two tracks from them for you. I'm going to play for you the track Ripped Jeans, which has literally been on repeat for me for the last week and a half. So be careful, it might get stuck in your head as well. But yeah, please do enjoy, and thanks again for tuning in, and thanks again for donating, and join us next week for an exclusive live session with Iceberg Ferg. Thanks guys, and see you then.
Down, it didn't exist, a confused hunger with lovesick. Got pulled up by a pint on a hazy night, but got dragged back down in hindsight. Suck it up, they said to me, there's plenty more fish in this bottle. So I drowned my lungs with cigarettes and got fucked on the fact I'm lonely. Thank you.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.